Hello?
Oh, Joseph, I don't know what happened. I think we got disconnected.
I also don't know what happened. I'm talking to you, and then there's something I hear Biden on the radio. So that's it. I'm driving my car.
Oh, so weird. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, so, Joseph, just to get back into it just a little bit, you know, I want to get you at least the timeline breakdown of how this would work. So just so you know, it would be 1 to 3 days is going to be your client interview, okay? So then we're going to do the content editing and quality control. From 5 to 7 days, we do the reporting dashboard, so the you know, the analytics, the stuff I was talking about with that, the calls, everything you're getting. Then from there, from 7 to 14 days, we're going to get the Google Ads. Since you don't need a website, this will move the process along a little bit quicker. So from 30 to 40 days, that's when your listings will begin to appear and rankings increased over time, okay? So the fact that we're a Google partner actually makes this process speed up a lot faster. Industry standard is 60 to 90 days. But the fact that we're a Google partner does make it so it's 30 to 45 days to get you listed up there across the board, okay? So how does that sound to you?
That's fine, because I'm actually in the phase of now in a phase of like revamping, resetting up the corporation and everything. So it, I actually would want to have, not to start getting the leads right away and rather have it in 30 days. So 30 to 45 days is fine. The question is,
okay,
if I'm getting leads before that, you rank it up to the top is one thing, but am I getting it earlier? So
yep.
I'm still setting up the, I'm in the business already for a few years, but under this name, this corporation, and everything, I'm still in the building. Not building, setup, because I really am in business already for a few years, not in my business, just till now, I've done it on a lower scale. I do real estate, so I had my arm construction, flooring, doing my jobs and some jobs. But I work with a lot of subcontractors. I basically, I get the supplies, but I haven't subcontracted those jobs for me. So basically, I'm setting up a whole new setup on the business. Like, I'm changing the whole way to set up the company work with them out. I'm in a progression phase, I would call it. So basically, for me it's good to have, I don't want it to start right away, I want to start 30 to 45 days.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Set up.
Right, so it sounds like it's going to coincide.
The biggest question is, will I start getting receiving leads right away, or not really, it will just take
Well, so like I said, you're going to get your dashboard, so you'll be able to track how all the calls are coming in directly to you. So we don't charge you for individual leads. We give you the unlimited calls going directly to you and give you that month-to-month with no contract. So
how do you track the leads? If the lead is an ad, the guy calls me on his phone, how do you see the connection with his phone calls and leads?
Well, so we can track just the clicks that you're receiving to your website or to your business or to the Google listing itself, and then the calls you're receiving. But
How do you see the calls I'm receiving?
So we can see the calls you're receiving to your phone number. So we can see that when they click onto your Google listing, and we can even see where the calls are coming from, so which area they're coming from.
Yeah, how do you see it? Somebody calls on the private phone. How do you see it?
Well, so we can see it by them calling your phone number from the Google listing. So when they press on the Google listing, it'll go to the Google, the dashboard that we give you.
Oh, you can just say if they search on their phone and they click the call button.
Yes.
Then you can track it.
Yes.
Not some people can look at it on the computer as well, the desktop. And they see my listing, and they pick up the phone, dial the number, and call. That's
right.
That you won't see, because it's not the same search. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, no. So even if it's on the computer or the phone, so we do, like I was saying, we We do cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets, but it wouldn't matter if it was an iPhone, Android, tablet, or a computer. So regardless, when they search for you and they find your Google listing and they press your phone number from your Google listing, we'll track that. You see what I'm saying?
But it has to call from the Google listing.
Yes, exactly.
Separately, then you want them to track. But we'll track, let's say 50-60% of the calls. Not every call.
Well, yeah, and if they're clicking on your Google listing in general, but I mean, I would say 90% of people are using phones anyway to look for services provided. You know, I mean, I basically iPhones and Androids are like a little computer in your hand. So, you know, I pretty much know that the majority of people are just going to on their phone to look for these services, right? So that's how we make it accessible. So, I just need to go ahead and then get some information here to get you on set up.
How about the pricing? How do we negotiate price?
Well, so here.
I heard the quote, but how do I get it done?
Well, so let me send you this, okay? We're on a cell phone, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so with the price, I'm sending you a link with our pricing page and our website, so you can see that there, Joseph. So the thing about it is you've been in business for 2 years. So I actually already have you in at the new in business rate. If you click on the link on our website through the text message I just sent you, you'll see one not only there as you're scrolling down. We've been in business for 17 years. We have over 10,000 clients that we've been helping doing this. We do have a 4.9 rating with Google and over 600 reviews ourselves. Then you scroll down, you can get to our pricing page. So at the pricing page there, it would be our different packages, okay? So the package that I'm getting you into right now is the Platinum package, okay? So that Platinum package is actually going to be, normally it would be $599. With a $299 setup fee. So there really isn't a whole lot that I can do about the price other than the price that I offered you, which is the $299 with the $99 setup fee. Because all the packages across the board have the $299 setup fee, but I'm bringing that down to $99 for you and then making that Platinum package price $299 for the newest business rate.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Okay, you know, such a landing page, very, you know, I've done a lot of business. You know, you make a price list, and then you give percentage of the prices. So you automatically build the price with a percentage in it. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm not impressed with the landing page. It's a good marketing tactic, but, you know, but okay, I understand. Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
I understand that you're setting me up for a Google search in the Lakewood 08701 area code, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're setting me up, right?
No, well, so I can set you up. I can get up to about 5 areas just to start. And then you can move on from there with your client technician. So they're going to set you up with all the areas you want to be found in. But I would start with just about 5, you know. I mean, I see here you have New York, Central Jersey, Jersey Shore.
Let me ask you a question. Is there an extra cost for more zip codes? Or once you signed up, you can do as many zip codes as you want?
Well, so once you've signed up, we'll get you in at the 5. Do you want to do more than that? I mean, or do you want to stay a little bit more local?
I'm building up a new company, and I'm putting a strategy in place, and I hope to be
right.
able to expand eventually.
Right.
As of now, I'm local. The question is, I want the Lakewood area. The Lakewood area itself is a little tough business.
Mm-hmm.
I might want like an adjacent zip code, not the Lakewood zip code itself. I might want adjacent zip codes like in Sounds River or Jackson or the other townships around Lakewood. put. So that's what I'm asking. Does it?
Yeah.
Do I have the choice or the liberty to decide which zip codes I want?
Yes, absolutely. No, you can. You have the liberty, and you can decide what zip codes you want. Definitely.
Okay. So basically, I tell you which zip code I want, and that's when you start plugging it in, right?
Yeah, I can go ahead and get at least 5 to start from you right now. Do you want to do that? How many, what zip codes do you want to be directly found for right now?
I have to strategize that. I never really thought into that, really. As of now, I was doing just local advertisements. I was sort of on like a low scale. I had like 1 or 2 subcontractors, and I used to just do my own jobs, and I used to do some other jobs which was worthwhile. So now I'm setting up a local business. So, Mandy's website, I'm building into it, I'm hiring a few more people, I'm having some larger subcontractors that have many teams that can go out, so I can handle a lot of traffic, etc.
Okay.
So this is a normal thing, and I truly never even sat down to think with zip codes. I think in Lakewood area, I'm known already. People know me, and I know the population there. It's a community population, so I don't really need that advertisement. Maybe I will. I'm still debating it. You know, if I should use the Lakewood zip code or any zip code around. It's just thoughts going through my mind as I'm speaking with you. So
okay,
maybe, you know, so I have to see what I want, how I want to go about.
Okay, well, and that's definitely, Joseph, that's something that you can set up with your management team. So you'll have a whole account management team backing you, and you'll be able to change whatever zip codes you want at any time, okay?
Yeah, so for... zip codes will take 30 to 45 days to set up, but once I'm set up, I can just change zip code and switch to the next zip code.
Well, so, I mean, you'll be found on that zip code, and it'll be going up. But, yeah, I mean, it does take, you know, if you want to be directly found in another zip code, it would take a little bit of time. You know, I mean, it's definitely not going to be up there right tomorrow.
I'll build up time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what I want. So I would want to start off with the zip code that I want. So basically, I don't mind signing up today.
Okay.
But I would want to, like, hold a pause for, let's say, a week until I get everything
squared
away.
Well, that's fine. So look at, so this is the thing. So like I was saying, you get your client interview within 1 to 3 days. Now the thing is, it's almost Friday. So you would get your client interview. I could set it up for Monday, and at least then you could have the weekend to kind of go over the zip codes that you want, you know, that you really want to be in. Would that be fair?
Because weekend is not really working. So I don't have my team set up yet. I want people set up yet. I might need some more time. I might need like a week. So I might need to like after the next weekend. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, well, so they don't actually, the people that do the client interview aren't in on the weekend, but you can let them know that you want to...
No, I'm saying after the next weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The following month.
Okay, okay. Well, we can do that. Yeah. And they'll be able to set all that up with you. So, I mean, whatever you want to just start out with now, if you just want to start out, if you want me to just put in the 8071 just for today... And then when you set up the client interview, you can, you know, talk to them a little bit more about what you wanted added on there.
So basically, till I set the client interview, nothing's happening, right?
Well, so this would be securing the position. So today we'd be securing the position for you, right?
No action happening except for securing the position, right?
Yeah, nothing. When the magic really starts to happen when you get the client interview. So, yeah, that's when you get the keywords, what keywords you want to be listed for, the locations. That's really where the magic starts to flow. So the people, the techie people, they kind of handle all of the that part of it. So does that kind of make sense? So that's the client interview is the most pivotal part of pretty much this whole process, is getting that started and getting what you want started with them.
No, let me ask one more question.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you do this in any in industry or how does it work?
Do we do this to any industry? What do you mean?
Yeah. called me, obviously, I thought in your search some way, you struck me on interest some way. I don't know if that's how you did it, but...
We have an inventory department. So basically, when the listing becomes available within Google, we're contacted because we're a Google partner to fill that position. So basically, our inventory department gets together a list of people that are in the area that Google needs it filled for the services that they need it filled for. And then they put together that inventory department, send it over to our technicians. Our technicians make the calls until the position is filled. So that's how we go through that. Does that kind of make sense?
I understand that I don't really, you know, I don't really think it's so accurate, I would say. I don't want to use a better term because, you know, basically, if I could swap around between zip codes, then what do you mean was available? Well, it makes sense to me. But I understand you. It's a marketing tool. It's a marketing tip. I understand. I've been in business. I've seen marketing strategies.
Yeah.
Enough. So I know the way it works. I know this nice talk. I know this landing page, the pricing. I know I understand everything. Everything's good, you know. I read through it, but it doesn't mean that I don't want the service.
Okay.
I read through it, but I want the service.
Okay, I mean, I definitely want you to, you know, be sure of your decision. I mean, hey, I appreciate all your questions. You know, I'm here for you, Joseph. So, I mean, yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to say, I understand. I'm not the traditional person. It's like, you know, every sales pitch works for me. So I understand. You know, I see but that's okay. But the question is, I'll ask you a question. I have different businesses. That's what I'm asking. I'm going into a different industry that I have. Do you do any industry? I would say in medical supply. In the medical supply industry?
Medical supplies, that would be something that I would have to check with my manager. What kind of medical supplies are you talking about?
Supplies.
Like, I mean, you know, like for marijuana, I mean, you know, you never know. It could be something weird.
No. That's not medical.
Okay.
There is medical marijuana, but this is not when you say medical supply.
I'm totally kidding. So, you want to sell medical supplies to doctors? Is that what you're saying, or to like a hospital?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes. And I do.
Okay.
I sell. Okay, I have a company that I sell a lot of medical supplies.
Okay.
Hospitals, everybody, clinics, whatever wants, you know. So my question is, can I do leads with this? Do you not lead? Do you not lead generation? Do you help rank on this type of thing?
I mean, yeah. So he hasn't answered me back yet. But I mean, it doesn't sound like something that we wouldn't be able to do. It's just not something that we typically do. So, I mean, I definitely, you know.
That's what I'm asking. How do you work? Any industry, or you have restricted industries, only particular industries that you work with?
I mean, I can tell you exactly the ones we don't work with. I mean, so we wouldn't work with somebody that does, maid services.
Pornography.
Maid services. We don't do, window cleaners. We don't do,
Why not maid services? What's the reason for that?
Well, so the reason we don't do maid services is just because, they don't really stick. I mean, I'll just be completely honest with you. They just don't stick around. So, it's not profitable for either them or us. So, it's definitely just, you know, people that do maid services can't necessarily afford marketing. You know, so they're just going to houses and doing a house and cleaning it, you know, like for, you know,
yeah,
30,
you have,
40 bucks.
You have an agency that recruits and they can make a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but the typical people
personal
that are doing maid
services, right.
Yeah, that's typically the people, though, that are marketing, you know, like, let's say on Home Advisor for maid services. They're just your average person that's, like, going to a house and cleaning it and charging, like, $30-$40 for each house. And, you know, so, I mean, it's just not, they're not making, they don't have enough capital in order to be able to afford advertising. So that's why we wouldn't work with maid services. So, but yeah, it's just basically like the basic ones. But, you know, medical supplies, if you have a business where you sell medical supplies, I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do that. I would just say for at least now, sign you up for the Jet Flooring. And then once we're able to get you up and running, you can always talk with your account management team about signing up your other business as well.
Can I get some more information about the dashboard and the tracking and the analytics and everything about it?
So what's your email?
I'll give you my email. Send me my email. Let me look it over tonight. And call me back tomorrow. Or even call me back Monday morning. After the weekend.
Okay. And then, so are you able to pull up your email on your phone? Because I don't have a problem waiting for you to look over it while I send it to you right now.
I just go over the landing page or the text.
The pricing page, yeah. Okay, so here, I'm going to go ahead and send you this email here. This would be the dashboard that you are wanting to see. That's the first one I'm going to send you. Then I'm going to go ahead and send you the Google Advertising, the package that I'm talking about right now. So this would be the Google Advertising is the second one I'm sending you. Then
Jesse Walker, your name?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then yeah, that's all the ones that I
have. Where in California are you from? Where in California? Where in California are you?
Orange County.
Orange County. Now, do I have a pay-per-click for any of these ad spots when you rank me up?
So, for the initial ads, no. Not for the initial ads, no. I mean, if that's something that you want to do, then you can definitely do that with your account management team. But the initial package that I'm signing you up for right now would not be that.
There's additional packages on top of that that those pay-per-clicks?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we can do with you. Let me see. Actually, let me just check and even see if that would be available for your area. So, yeah, they would have that available for your area, but that would be something you would set up with your account management team. So right now we would just get you in at that platinum package. So we would do the Google Ads, total clicks to the website, total impressions, top performing keywords, average ad positions, then the Google Insights, total actions taken, website visits, directory, direction responses, calls to businesses, The reviews, monitor customer reviews, major directories in one place, total reviews, average rating, reputation management. The splash page, you don't want a splash page because you already have a website. You want to just keep your website, right? Yeah,
what
so the splash page? The splash page would be our website that we would do for you, but since you already have a website, that's not something you need to worry about. So then it's the all-in-one platform hub for your marketing. So it's the new, see new leads, analyze Google Insights, monitor paid advertisement, review listings, manage reviews. So that's what the client dashboard would be. Okay, hold on. I have a text message I can send you. It's a 6-minute video. It's a YouTube video of exactly how it works. Okay? I'm sending it to you in a text message right now.
Yeah. Listen, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do these really work? Do I really start incurring a lot of leads from these words, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, my thing is, Joseph, everybody is using Google for everything. You know, so that's why I work with this company, you know, because I fully believe in Google, you know, so I know that when people are going to Google to search for your services, that's what they're doing. So that's why I know it works and I do believe it works 100%, you know, and we wouldn't be a Google partner if it didn't work. So that's just stating that Google trusts us. You see what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question about the keywords. How do you see these keywords? Do I have access to that tool that you just told me how many keywords, how many times scoring was searched in the area of the last 30 days? It's only like a number of 1,213, I think, one of them was.
Yeah, so you'll have access to that with your dashboard. Within once you sign up, it'll be 2 to 3 days. You'll have access to that dashboard.
So I'll be able to start searching for good keywords by checking how many searches were done in my area on a particular zip code in 30 days?
Well, so that's just for our analytics. So the only analytics you would be able to see is how many people are searching for your keywords since you signed up. So you wouldn't be able to look for, like, past keywords. So that's, as a Google partner, we have these access to Google system. And we're able to search that ourselves. So, no, we're not just able to give everybody access to the Google Analytics system itself, but we can, you know, you would be able to see how many people have searched for the services you're providing, you know, once you've... Do you see what I'm saying?
If I want to pick the best keywords, I have to be able to see what the multiple searches come for, you know?
Right.
How do I search?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, they just have to be services you offer. So, you know, it would just be the services
that you offer.
Yeah,
but if I use a keyword, there's different keywords that can lead to my services in the bank. So I have to know which ones are the best ones to use.
Right. Well, I mean, so you're saying, like, what, flooring as opposed to, like, wood flooring, you know? Like, what exactly are you trying to say?
Flooring or tiles or, you know, whatever it is. It could be any of those things,
right? Right. So, hold on. Let me see here.
How many? Let me ask a question. How many people touched wood flooring in 08701 in the last 30 days? Flooring was 1,230. How was
okay.
Wood flooring?
So one of the ways too that you're able to do this on your own is you can actually go to Google Trends. So they're Google Trends. So it'd be google.com/trends. And like, so you want to see wood flooring, right? And
google.com/trends.
Yeah. So that's, you know, basically where you can see, let's see. This is just something that's open to the public. I don't know if it can actually give you specific areas on this, though. I just know this is a way to look up the trends that are being, you know, looked for the most. So, hold on. So, I mean, it does tell you where they're being searched for the most. Hello? Hello?